we're celebrating women and we get to know them in the program here. You're an entrepreneur, if I'm right, but who really is Sarah Sabrina?
Oh, wow. A lot has here. Mm-hmm. Well, Sarah Sabrina is someone who loves music, mm-hmm. does business, works full time, and tries to do any other thing to help others as well.
Oh, that's really a good thing to know. Now, what is your biggest influence? Who is your biggest influence or an icon?
Where, in business?
In your life.
In Well, that's a very tricky question because it keeps changing with with time, yeah. Mm-hmm. But if it's business-wise, of course, it's someone like Bill Gates. I mean...
Mm. Oh, wow. you really have big dreams, Sarah.
Yeah, you have to look at the best, yes. And then you see where you land.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So tell us, Sarah, a bit about your enterprise and what your main responsibilities as an entrepreneur. What have you achieved? Just tell us about the enterprise. What do you do?
Okay, well, I'm into cosmetics. I'm in the mm-hmm. cosmetic industry, which is something that's very young and not even very evident in South Sudan right now. Mm-hmm. I mostly work with shea butter and natural oils. So our brand promotes being natural in every form. If you guys could see my hair, you would know.
I can see your hair.
Yeah, it's really natural, and that's mm-hmm. what I'm promoting. But I also think that business and entrepreneurship is actually a solution to some of the problems we are facing every day. So it's like an answer to problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you deal with cosmetics. What's mm-hmm. your thought on bleaching?
Huh. It's interesting you asked that question. You know, I think I've been watching and trying to learn a lot to understand why people bleach, mm-hmm. because it's sort of dangerous as well. It's you're intentionally putting a chemical that would potentially hurt you, and doctors can tell you it's harmful. But I think it's not for us to judge the people who are bleaching. It's more for us to give them support, because to bleach means you're not happy with who you are or how God made you. Or you don't believe you're beautiful as you are in your natural sense. Mm-hmm. So instead of shunning them, I think we should be more comforting and be like to find out why. Why are you doing this and how you can support the person?
All right. Now, how are you using your talents to mentor the young generations?
Very good question. I make sure that all the decisions I make, I have the next generation in mind. Mm-hmm. I always think about them because it's not just about me. Whatever I do is going to... I mean, a small girl in primary school or high school is probably looking, and if they see me, they'll think that's the way to do things, and I have to absolutely make sure I'm doing the right thing.
Oh, yes. And as a woman, and you're going through all these, you know, businesses-wise and whatever you do, what barriers have you faced, and overcome in order to become successful?
Oh, as a woman, right? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of sexism, you know? To start with, they think women are not able to do what men can do. So even in the business sense, when you try to do deals or when you try to have a conversation that is not about beauty or mm-hmm. anything else, they don't expect you to be that intellectual, for instance. But other challenges are opportunities. If you had two people come to you and one of them is a woman coming with the same business idea and another is a man with the same business idea, people lean towards giving that opportunity to the man, thinking that they are better suited to, mm-hmm. not based on your education level. None of that is considered. It's just that this is a man, so he gets it. This is a woman, she doesn't. It's as clear as that most times.
And how are we supposed to go about that? What should be done?
Well, I think women just have to be really stubborn and persistent okay. in a good way. You don't give up. You just keep insisting that you can do it. And when you get the opportunity, make sure you do it. Because you're being a role model and you're sort of showing people that other women can do it as well.
Yes. And mm-hmm. based on your own experience, what advice could you give to women considering pursuing a career in business and entrepreneurship?
It's possible. It's good, and we need it right now in South Sudan because, as many of you know, it's becoming more and more difficult to survive here, and you can't depend on getting a job anymore like it used to be. It's becoming, basically, it's just very, very difficult. I think business is the best, you know, solution to come up with next. You can, you know, survive on business. You can feed your family on your small business, and it's just understanding how to manage it And once you learn to do that, you're good to go. You don't have to wait on someone else to help you out.
For the young ladies out there who like to go into business, but they're a little scared about the current economic situation in the country, definitely. What could you like to tell them? How do they even start? How do they go about it?
Well, that's the thing. When I began, it was also a risk. But everything in life is a risk. And you have to take it to know what or who you'll become later on. They shouldn't be scared. If they keep waiting, I mean, most people say, oh, we're waiting for peace, we're waiting for things to get better. That could be 50 years from now. I'm not saying it in a bad way, but I'm just saying that when you sit down and say, I'm waiting, nothing ever gets done on I'm waiting. So you have to go ahead, do your best. And I mean, God is there to help you through the end.
So, Sarah, before you go, what kind of legacy could you like to leave behind for South Sudan?
Wow. Well, I would honestly want my life to be real as possible, to inspire people to do things they think they cannot do. That's pretty much what I want to leave behind. I don't have to be the best at everything. I just want them to know they can try. They can do it. That's it.
That's really good to know. And Sarah, it's been nice talking to you. And of course, International Women's Month, we're celebrating women. What message could you like to give out there to our mothers or sisters or wives, our girlfriends and our daughters?
I want them to know that they are worth it, meaning they are worth it to get the best job, to be the best in music, to wear the best clothes, to have the best of everything. They are worth it, and they should know that they have value and not allow anyone else to tell them otherwise. That's that person's opinion. It's not your opinion.
Thank you very much for coming to Mirai Studios. We really do appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, and you hear it right there from Sarah. It's very risky not to take risk if you want to take if you want to get into business. So yes, get out there and exploit what you know you can and all your capabilities, and you never know, you might just be a very successful person. That brings us to 7 minutes past 8, and yes, we continue with the breakfast, so stay tuned if you can. A very good morning to you.